Welcome to The Sojo Show with Jen and AJ, where you'll dig deep into God's Word alongside two imperfect, frequently ineloquent women as we discover fresh ways to walk out God's truth together. All right, welcome to The Sojo Show. We have a really cool little bonus episode for you today.
Hey!
And it's beginning a bonus series. So I'm with AJ. Yay!
Yes, and we are really excited about this because, well, honestly, we really struggle with coming up with a name for it, but it does involve self-care. So that's what we're going to call it, but it's not your typical self-care series. So I hope you stick around for the entire 4 sessions. And what do we have going on today, Jen?
And we may even do more over time. So we're going to call this self-care from a biblical perspective because, as we know, that is, we are wanting to live our lives with the gospel, not just at the center, but permeating everything. And today we're going to talk a little bit with a guest who has a specific ministry in helping people break free from emotional eating. And I think this time of year, this is probably a good time to bring this up. If you're listening to us live, it is January in 2023. And we're going to be talking not just about emotional eating, but as I was reminded of this, we recorded this a few weeks ago and I went back and I was reminded of it and edited it recently. And it is so much more than that. This episode is so full of truth and goodness that you can speak into your life.
Yeah. It's really battling the lies that the world throws our way, Satan throws our way, even in our own upbringing. Maybe we've just believed things that aren't true and we've never really questioned what we believe. This episode will help you really dig into those deep layers of your heart and your belief system and apply God's truth to it in a very, very practical manner. So yeah. I am super excited about Barb Raveling being our guest today. She's been a friend of mine online for a long time and she's just grounded in the Word of God.
She is. It was a really joy to speak with her. Listen all the way through. You're going to get so many little gems throughout this episode. And without further ado, here we are talking to Barb. Bye. Enjoy.
All right. I am super excited about today's episode because we have a special guest. Oftentimes when we have guests, it's either myself and the guest or AJ and the guest. But today, there's all
you,
three of us here.
Both. Yay!
So that is so cool. So we know you're going to look forward to this conversation, or I'm looking forward to this conversation. You're going to enjoy this conversation. And honestly, I have no doubt, zero doubt, that you will come away with, number one, you will know where our guest has come from. There's something that will resonate with you. And hopefully, our prayer is that you will be able to see the gospel in what we share over the course of the next few minutes. So AJ, without further ado, and with the fake drum roll that we don't ever have, can you introduce our special guest?
Absolutely. And I'm very, very excited to introduce this guest because actually, Barb, I have known you for a very long time in the online space. Yeah. So this is a real privilege to be able to introduce you to our podcast listeners. For those of you listening, Barb Raveling struggled with emotional eating for 25 years, and it felt like one stronghold she would simply never overcome. But God taught her a life-changing discipline that helped her finally end the cycle of emotional eating for good. And the discipline we're talking about is renewing the mind. In her very new 2-part book, Barb inspires her readers to join her on a journey to transform their approach to weight loss while also growing closer to Christ. She also has a top-ranked podcast. You guys are going to have to check them out. One is Taste for Truth, and the other is the Christian Habits Podcast. These together have had over 1 million downloads. So that just goes to show you how informative and wise Barb is. And honestly, I mean, it really is true. You guys are going to learn that for yourselves here on the podcast. But Barb writes from her own experience and she shares her podcast from her own experience. And I think that's one of the ways that she just touches people's lives is she's very transparent. And her education also includes being a certified Christian coach. So she brings a lot of experience, a lot of heart, and a lot of biblical knowledge to what she does. And I have actually personally used her truth journaling exercise for a number of years. And if you are a reader of my blog, you've probably seen that. Or if you are in Sojo Academy, you have probably used truth journaling because I have shared that in our studies as well. So Barb, we are just super excited to have you here. It is an honor. I have very high regard for you, and I can't wait to have you share your knowledge with our listeners today.
Yeah, thank you. Links for all of that we just mentioned are going to be down below. So go check them all out. Oh, after you finish listening.
Yes. Yes. You have to listen first.
Yeah. Excited to be here. I think you guys have a fun podcast and it's nice to be a guest on it. I do have some noisy machine outside my window, so hopefully it won't be too noisy.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
We will talk over the noise.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, our listeners understand that we're not always the most professional. So noise is fine.
Extra. That's good. I'll fit in then.
Yeah. So that's quite an introduction. That's impressive. And I am really, really excited. I was really excited to kind of see what your struggles have been and really how God has overcome it. And I love what AJ said. And I know she didn't necessarily mean to say the way she said it because she was just introducing you, but the words that she used, but God, she was talking about how you struggled and then, but God, those are two of my very favorite words in the entire Bible. We were sinners, but God, we were lost, but God, we deserve his wrath, but God. So I love that. So can you give us a little bit of background about this whole topic of emotional eating? Because some people listen, I think we can all understand to some extent what you're talking about, because we've all, like I said, you're going to resonate with this if you're listening to this in some way, more than likely. But if you can explain it to us a little bit better so that we can know exactly where you're coming from on this and what emotional eating actually is.
Okay. Well, I call emotional eating eating by your emotions and desires rather than eating by your will. So that means whenever we're depressed, we're anxious, we're fearful, annoyed, whatever, that sends us to food because we get comfort from food, makes us feel better. Or if we're bored, we'll eat. And so that's something I've been doing. Like I said, did it for about 25 years. It's hard to break free. So I talk about how to break free in my new book, right?
Yeah. Well, I just have to say this about emotional eating. It really has nothing to do with weight either. You know, you can be thin and in shape and still have an issue with emotional eating. So we're really talking about a heart issue, right?
Right, right. When I published my first book, which is a Bible study, Freedom from Emotional Eating, I was surprised at how many skinny women came up to me and said, I really struggle with emotional eating. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you say, but God, there's so much God can do through the renewing of the mind, how he can transform us. I think we all have some sort of go-to when life is hard. So it might be food, it might be shopping, it might be Netflix or something. We have something that's the easy way out. And for many of us, it's food because food is just right there. You know, it's a close walk away to the refrigerator.
Yeah. And there's some pleasure involved in it. So, yeah, I mean, it kind of feels, yeah, it does. It is fun. Uh-huh. And it feels like it's meeting those needs. Jen, you said something. It's funny. We're recording this when we are getting ready to study the book of Colossians. And Jen, you mentioned something earlier today about like a false savior. Was that the term that you used?
Right. Functional saviors is kind of a term that I come to think of as something that we rely in outside of God. And those oftentimes can be something like food, right? We rely on it to satisfy us, to satisfy our souls, to satisfy, you know, just to bring us joy. And anything that we rely on outside of Christ is not going to satisfy. And I think that's one of the things that you're talking about. That to me, when I think of emotional eating, I think of as something that we are doing in order to somehow fill a need, right? To feel a need to feel better, to use that as a almost like a functional savior. And you use the term desire versus design, living by desire versus living by design. And you use that terminology, I know, in your books and when you talk about this. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, about what that means?
Yeah.
So we can kind of understand that.
Sure. Because I think what a lot of us think is, oh, we should be able to do whatever we want. We should do what we feel like. And we want to do what we want, when we want. We want to eat what we want, when we want. And rules are kind of thought of as something bad in our current cultures. Like that just, you know, stifles us. We don't want to do that. But what I found is that when we just live by doing what we want, when we want, we're living by desire, which that works okay if our desires are godly, if our desires will lead to things that we won't regret later. But it doesn't work in those functional saviors that you're talking about, because with those things, we always do too much. So we'll watch too much TV, we'll shop too much, we'll eat too much. So in those areas of our lives, it's far better to live by design rather than desire. So we do what I suggest doing is create boundaries that will keep us self-control, that keep us from not letting our desires take over and control us. So for me, with boundaries with food, I'll eat 3 meals a day and 1 snack. Those are my boundaries. So if I find myself wanting to eat something out of my boundaries, I mean, a lot of times it'll be for some emotional reason. So that's a little check. Why do you want to eat outside your boundaries, Barb? And if I follow my boundaries, living by design, my life is much better. I'm much happier. And not only that, I feel better. I enjoy food better. And also, I have more opportunity to mature. So when I think back to all my emotional eating years, some of those years were really hard years in my life. I wish I could go back to those years and start going to God for help with life rather than food, you know, help him, you know, show me how to change my life in practical ways to make it better, but also help show me how to submit, how to accept what I needed to accept, how to die to myself, to love others well. I missed out on so much of that growth because I was turning to food rather than God for help.
Wow. That I think is so profound, Barb, because I kind of feel the same way. I wish there was a rewind button in some ways to go back and practice those truths. And just of going to God, like you said, going to God instead of food, or practicing trust instead of fear or worry, you know? So if there's anybody listening to this who is younger than we are, please
take
the opportunity.
Yes, spoiler alert, there are.
Well, and wherever we are, honestly, wherever we are in our life journey, we can start practicing now, you know, practice trust, practice turning to God, even if it's a struggle, even if we don't get it right every time, you know, keep practicing, going back to that. But Barb, one thing that you said, I think is really interesting about this food in particular, is food is not necessarily, it's not a bad thing. Like food isn't bad. We need it. It's something that we need in our lives. God made our bodies to need food frequently throughout the day. And it's kind of like money, you know, money, we have to have money to live, but it can be used poorly. And so what you're saying is to take something that is a good thing that can become an idol in our lives and to function according to the design God made it for, and not let ourselves become wrapped up in our fleshly appetites. And I think that's important for us to understand, because sometimes we can start thinking, we can think of our bodies as ugly or bad, you know, we can think of food as a temptation. And God gave food to us to be a good thing, not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to be careful to draw the distinction between labeling something as negative and saying, okay, this is a good gift from God, but there needs to be boundaries. So I just really appreciate that distinction that you made.
Yeah. Actually, I have 100 renewing exercises people can use in the moment of temptation to renew. But those renewing exercises I've divided into 5 sections. And one section is a section called, I feel like I have to be skinny. So that addresses what you're talking about, because when we feel like we have to look a certain way to be acceptable, it actually makes us want to eat, but it also, you know, messes us up. It's like we're always having to measure up, and we're beating ourselves up based on just how we look. So I think it's just as important to renew our mind about that area as it is to renew our mind about the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing that I noticed you were talking about and your big desire versus design, I couldn't think of the desires without thinking of the Psalm 37, you know, where God says that God wants to give you, he wants to give you the desires of your heart. It says he will give you the desires of your heart. But then there's a little caveat before it that says, delight yourself in the Lord. So yeah. I think as we're looking at these desires and some of these desires we have, whether they're just super temporary or whether this is a chronic issue for us, recognizing that one of the ways we can live more by design and is to actually shift our desire some. And in doing that, it's delighting ourselves in the Lord and knowing who God is, knowing who we are in relationship to God. And I think that that is kind of a big umbrella that would, of course, seep down into all areas of our life, including our body image and our eating habits and, you know, and all these things. There is work to be done. Yes, in the practical standpoint, I know that that you talk about that, but there's also this delighting in the Lord, and that and kind of shifting our desires a little bit in that. So, and I think that's where that renewing of our minds comes from, right? Delight in the Lord, renewing your mind. So,
part of renewing your mind is remembering that God is enough. He is enough. But a lot of times we're going through life and we think, no, I need this to be happier. I need this to be happier, this. And so when we renew our mind, we see life again from a biblical perspective and remember, oh, that's right. God's enough. And, you know, Paul in the Bible is one that talked about the renewing the mind. And we see that all over his letters. You know, I give up, you know, everything I have for the surpassing value of knowing God. And then he also says in Philippians, to live is Christ, to die is gain. So if everything is about Christ, the more we have everything is about Christ, the less we need all those other things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that brings me around to something really quickly that people listening may not quite understand. So we're talking about this delight in the Lord. We're talking about this renewing your mind and how important that is. And that is important. But what does that mean for the person who's actually listening?
A lot of times when, you know, we think about renewing the mind, we think, oh, that's like having a quiet time or, you know, doing a devotional or something like that. And, you know, that's always an opportunity to renew our mind when we read the Bible. So, but the renewing the mind is not so much an activity as it is an outcome. So that means our mind is actually renewed. So our mind has to be engaged with the Bible. It has to be different at the end than it was at the beginning. And when we renew our mind for breaking habits or for something like letting go of negative emotions, we're tackling specific lies that make us feel like overeating. So we're taking off the lies, putting on the truth. We're taking off the cultural perspective of food and body image, and we're putting on a biblical perspective. And we're taking off what we learned growing up and putting on what we learned in the Bible. So it's specific renewing to change the way we think about food and life and our bodies, and that will change our desires. Truth actually changes desires, and truth helps us let go of negative emotions.
And, you know, Barb, this is one thing that I absolutely love about you, because all of your ministry, I think, is centered around this core understanding that at the root of all of our actions is a belief. And that belief is either a truth or it's a lie. And if it's centered around a lie, then our actions and our behaviors are going to be skewed from what they need to be. But we can do something about that. We can change that lie. We can believe the truth. We just have to be aware of it. And that's what renewing our mind is all about. And you have such a practical path for doing that, for identifying lies and identifying the truth that counteracts that lie. So how does this relate to emotional eating? Can you give us like a specific example?
Sure. I could just give you an example. One that I did the other day from one of the renewing exercises in my book. So I have different types of renewing exercises. Some of them are scripture meditations. Some are renewing questions, option charts. And a lot of them are lies and truths. So I'll list one area of eating, and then I'll have five beliefs, and then everybody has to write down the truths in the book. So it's a write-in book. So I did one. This was on delicious food. So this is a renewing exercise you could do if you had delicious food. And I live three blocks walk from a grocery store that has Ben and Jerry's. And I find myself very stressed out during book launch and feeling like a little carton of Ben and Jerry's. So here's one time I renewed my mind. I could just go through the whole exercise if you'd like me to.
Sure.
So, okay, so there's five beliefs in the book. I'll just do them one at a time. The first belief, it says, there is no way I can follow my boundaries with this food in the house. Okay, so I just mentally changed that with Ben and Jerry's, you know, three blocks away. Okay, the truth I put is I actually can, but probably only if I renew my mind, as the temptation is too strong otherwise. I need truth to get me free from my lust for Ben and Jerry's peanut butter cup ice cream. Okay, so all you do is you just write a simple truth for it. And I explain how to do that too in the book. Okay, number two, it's unreasonable to follow my boundaries in this situation. I put, that's not true. Just because Ben and Jerry's is three block walk away, that doesn't make it unreasonable to follow them. After all, I base my boundaries on what is best for me, not on what is available. I shouldn't change them when I'm three blocks walk away from my most tempting food. Okay, number three, I will just go off my boundaries while it's in the house. Okay, I change that until book launch, because that's what I'm stressed out about is my book launch next week, and start again tomorrow. Okay, for the truth, I put, no, I will be happiest and healthiest if I follow my boundaries, even during book launch. I want to honor God with my eating behavior. If I go get Ben and Jerry's, I will be honoring my flesh. Okay, number four is it will be easier to follow my boundaries tomorrow since I won't have this food available. And I put number four, every day has new challenges. It will be easier to follow my boundaries tomorrow if I also follow them today. Set this good habit, Barb, not the bad habit. And number five is this sounds like a brilliant plan. And I put, no, that's actually a plan for addiction and slavery and death. Follow the plan that leads to life, Barb. So that's an example of how I did one of the renewing exercises in the book. And my desires changed by the end of it. I didn't want the Ben and Jerry's.
Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of what you're doing right there of looking to the promises of God and reminding your heart of the goodness that He promises that surpass the promise of the Ben and Jerry's ice cream, you know, and that's sometimes so we need that. Sometimes we actually need to sit down and remind ourselves, no, this actually isn't, sure, it may taste good, but it's not the win that I want most. You know, it's reminding our hearts of the greater good that really our hearts do want. So right. I just love the practicality of that.
Yeah, yeah. It does really, I mean, it just really helps to change our changing our thoughts, changing our desire, getting a biblical perspective makes us want to do good things.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that you're sort of preaching that to yourself then, because my guess is this is an exercise that has to be repeated frequently.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, you know, so you are just kind of repeating to yourself again and again, okay, this is the truth. This is the truth of who I am. And I love the comment that you made about how you're honoring God instead of honoring your own, you know, potentially selfish desires. And just kind of putting that in perspective and then even taking it a little bit further in my mind, I would have to go all the way back and say, why am I doing this? I'm doing this because, you know, my goal is to glorify God because of what He has done for me, and remembering the root of the gospel and just remembering that and allowing that to wash over you as you're making these decisions and doing these exercises, I think is that's a great idea. That's a takeaway for anybody who's listening. Take the opportunity to stop and think about the gospel, what you've been given, why you desire this. Is this the desire that's going to truly satisfy, and move forward from there? Just like Barb saying, this whole journaling it out and working through it. I love that. That's gold right there. It's worth the price of admission, people.
Yes.
And I would say it's like, I hardly ever renew my mind about food anymore. So in the beginning, when I was breaking free 15 years ago, I had to renew a lot. So I didn't have any of my books then. I hadn't even started writing then. I think maybe I started writing soon after. But anyway, so I probably truth journaled maybe 500 times to break free. Okay, that's carried me through the 15 years. That's not that I never break my boundaries. It's not that I never emotionally eat, but I've been able to keep my weight off for 15 years without it coming back on again. But what you'll find with any habit, when you're in a stressful time of life, you're going to want to do that habit more. So normally my life isn't that stressful, but with book launch, it's a little bit stressful. So I really feel like emotional eating, even though I'm publishing a book on breaking free from emotional eating next week. I'm just craving emotional eating because that's my go-to for procrastination and fear. So you can start renewing your mind whenever you need to. Normally I wouldn't, but since I have the book and it makes it so easy, I thought, oh, I'll just try out all these exercises and it's helping me. So anyway, that's just encouragement that it's not like you're going to have to renew forever to break free from something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so encouraging too, because when we first start changing our thinking, it is hard. Like it's an uphill battle. And we can become really discouraged in that. So just hearing that it gets better and there does come a point when you're victorious over it. And it's not that mm-hmm. you then don't have to ever deal with it again, but your position is different with it. Your relationship with that lie is different because you've conquered it with the truth of Christ. And I think knowing that there's victory in store is super important. And we need to know that.
Yeah, it becomes a small area of your life rather than a big area when you gain victory. And I would also say a lot of people say, oh, that's, you know, too much time. I shouldn't have to put that much work into it. What? You've truth journaled 500 times? Of course, I mean, each time was maybe less than 500 minutes or 5 minutes. So it's not as much time as you think. But just think of it this way. You know, a lot of times parents say, oh, I want my kids to learn music or sports or whatever. That's a lot of time spent on all that. But we have to have the same mindset to character growth. To put time into our character growth, because God calls us to be holy. So it's good to spend that time. We should expect to spend that time. And it's really profitable to spend that time.
Well, right there. That's a soundbite, girl. That's a soundbite.
Yeah. Okay. But Barb, I need to ask you a question.
Okay.
I need to ask you something.
That makes me nervous.
Me too.
No, it's not hard. It's not going to be hard for you to answer. But number one, I love the hope that you had just offered. Now, we all are going to continue to struggle in our sin. We're going to struggle with our flesh. We're going to struggle with this until one day we see God. So this is going to be a lifelong struggle potentially, but with the strength of Christ in us, we can do this battle. We've talked about that lots of times. And you provide such encouragement that each potential battle does get easier over time as we continue to practice. And this is awesome. And again, it's Christ in us, not in and of ourselves. But all that said, what about the person who's really still in the depths of this? We're still struggling. Maybe we have a lot of embarrassment, a lot of shame over where we have kind of ended up right now, where we are right now. Maybe it has to do with our weight. Maybe it has to do with our health. Maybe it has to do with just our lack of energy. Maybe it just has to do purely with our inability to be disciplined in this area. And we are feeling really discouraged. And we are feeling this is an up and down battle. We said earlier, you struggled with this for 2.5 decades. What about the woman who's in that struggle now? We're messing up. We're getting up. We're falling down. We're messing up. How do we kind of get past that shame, the regret, and look forward to kind of keep moving forward in this? I mean, what advice do you have for us in that circumstance?
Well, you're describing me 22 years ago, right before I started the renewing of the mind. Okay. Not that I don't have lots of things to work on now, but back in those days, I was a homeschool mom. I was depressed. I was annoyed with my husband, struggling with my marriage. I had no get up and go. I'm a type B person. I couldn't make myself do my work. I was eating like crazy. I was discouraged. So what you do is you just start to renew your mind in some area of your life. For me, I started my relationship with my husband. So it's like, say you have this whole ball of yarn. You just take one little yarn at the very outside. Okay. And you just start working it. Start a little project. And along the way, you are going to say, I can't believe I did that. I'll never get over this. I said all those things. So with all those things, you also have to apply the truth to those things. And I actually have a section in my book, too, for I'll never get over this, because that's another thing we have to renew our mind about, because Satan is the accuser of the brethren, right? Mm-hmm. So one of his techniques is to do lies. But another technique is to accuse us. And so we spend a lot of time in self-condemnation and beat ourselves up. In fact, I just did a renewing entry the other day about beating myself up, about how inept I am, even though I've just gotten so much better over the year. I'm actually a productive person now. So what you have to do with the shame is bring that also to God, see it from his perspective. And really the big truth is, remember, is that all of us fail. We all struggle with things. So we're all in this together. It's not like all those other people out there are perfect and I'm the only one messing up. It's like everybody struggles with something. God loves us. He knows we're a frail human being. He knows we're a sinner and he gives us grace. We're saved by grace, not by works. So I guess it's also seeing that from a biblical perspective.
I love that so much. I think just reminding our hearts that there's grace for that, whatever that quote unquote is, there is grace. And just preaching that to our hearts again and again and again, there's grace for failure and there's grace, i.e. power, to succeed. It's all available to us. We just have to appropriate both, you know, for when we mess up, we receive the grace and forgiveness of God, and then we receive the grace to get back up again, to stand on our feet and to take the proper action. And God is good enough to give us both.
Yeah. And just remember, you know, it's a journey. Like I look back over 20 years and see so much change, but you know, you don't see it if you're in the middle of it. If you're in the middle, you think, oh, I can't believe I'm still struggling with this. So just start taking little steps with God. You'll get closer to him as you do. Just start a little project. Eating is a big one. It's so hard to get over emotional eating. Very, very hard.
Yeah. I love how you bring it back to remembering that there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus and Romans 8:1, and just kind of remembering that it is grace and it is only grace that saves us. And because of that, we can take those small steps. We can mm-hmm. do that. And so if it, you know, for the woman who is discouraged and has felt like that it's too, maybe you feel like it's too late. Maybe you feel like you're too old. Maybe you feel like it's too, you know, you can't overcome this. Barb just gave you all of the things that she was feeling before she started really practicing this. And it is not too late. You need to know who you are, who you are in Christ. You need to have trusted the work of Christ on the cross. That's the number one thing. Know the gospel. If you do not, reach out to us. We'll be glad to talk to you further about that. But once you do, once you know that, the enemy is a liar. And so those excuses are lies, and you can take that small step forward. And I love how you said one project. That's a great way to put it. One project at a time. One step at a time. And that's super encouraging to me as someone who's also, you know, struggle with this. I think this is a problem that is not touched most of us. Mm-hmm. Not just the emotional eating, but just in general kind of living for ourselves and making poor decisions that are not God glorifying, and then feeling guilty about it and all the cycle, but moving forward and renewing our minds. I love that. I love that. So
yeah,
thank you for that.
Well, and I just want to say we're thankful, especially in the body of Christ. You know, we have people who can guide us and who can show us the way and show us the path that they took to have victory in their lives. And I am so appreciative of that. And Barb, I just love that you are one of those people who has put in the time, who's done the work, mm-hmm. and who can say, this is what worked for me. Here's a biblical principle of renewing your mind and doing battle against the lies of the enemy. And it's worked for me. Here it is for you to try it as well. And I think there's such great wisdom in that. And that's such a precious gift that you are offering the body of Christ. So can you just tell us how people can find you? Because I know they're going to want to, and your book.
You can find me at barbraveling.com. That's my website, and my podcast Taste for Truth and Christian Habits podcast are over there. And I've been on Instagram lately and Facebook. I don't usually do social media, but I started doing that again. So we'll see if I keep that up. Oh, and YouTube. And then my book is Say Goodbye to Emotional Eating. And that's also available. I also have a couple of Bible studies too on eating as well.
Okay. Yeah. I recommend all of Barb's materials. They are just fantastic. And Barb, I have to just tell you personally, so I had your book sitting on my dining room table yesterday, and my son came in and he looked at it and he said, "Ooh, where can I get that book? I know somebody who needs it." And he took a picture of it. So this is really the story. He took a picture of it, sent it to his friend, and his friend texted back and was like, "I looked on Amazon, but it's not available yet."
Oh, that's so fun. I can't believe it.
She was super sad that she couldn't buy your book yet.
Well, by the time this podcast airs, you will be able to buy the book.
Yes.
So if you're listening to us now, go to Amazon and we'll have the link below, and or go to Barb's website and we'll make sure that you have it squared away.
Absolutely. You don't have to wait.
We really appreciate your coming and sharing some of your wisdom and encouragement. And I am really excited. I have not read the book yet because it's not out yet. And I am excited to read it. And I look forward to practicing some of these things and being encouraged in the gospel and in this particular issue that I know that many of us struggle with. And as women, we can overcome. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you. And thank you for letting me be on your podcast. I love you guys' mission, bringing people closer to God, helping them spend time with that. I just feel like it's so important. So I love what you guys do.
Well, we are so grateful for you being here, Barb. And just thank you for being such a gift to the body of Christ. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Imagine sitting down with not one, but over a dozen godly women with years of ministry experience between them who are all excited to share exactly how they study the Bible.
The Explore God's Word collection is a bundle of video workshops, tutorials, printables to show you exactly how others study Scripture.
Grab your own copy of the Explore God's Word collection at sojohub.com/explore.
That's sojohub.com/explore.